Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Dallas. You're on in Tucson, Arizona. What's happening?
Hey, thank you for taking my call tonight, Scott. I called because I wanted to touch a little bit about Kyler Murray, and I was going to mention something about Kareem Hunt as well. But I'll start with Kyler Murray, that he's making a huge mistake committing himself to the NFL.
Why is that?
I just don't believe that guy's got what it takes to be in the NFL and to be a premier quarterback that's going to carry whatever team drafts him to the promised land.
All right, let me ask you this question. Did Baker Mayfield do the exact same thing at Oklahoma that Kyler Murray did, and that is play in, you know, championship games and playoff-type games and big, gigantic, you know, bowl games and conference games? Did he not do that?
Yes, he did.
So how is it that one guy is about the exact same size as him? Is Baker Mayfield not a little dude as well? And then that guy, has he not taken the NFL by storm, what he did in Cleveland, winning those seven games? Was he not impressive? I'm trying to say, one guy, did I not make this clear? One guy did the exact same thing, and you're telling me that he can do it, but this kid can't? You can't even tell me that this kid isn't a better athlete than the other one. I think Murray's a better athlete than Mayfield. I think Mayfield's an incredible talent quarterback. I thought he was great at Oklahoma. This kid, if you ask me, was better.
But I will say this, and I know that I've said I'm not 100% sold yet, and I'm sure the kid will show me
but
maybe that he will be.
But you thought last year, you and I thought that Mayfield was the best quarterback in
just,
the country.
But we were in the minority there. If you go back to this time last year, early February, nobody had Baker Mayfield going number one. Nobody even had him as one of the first two or three quarterbacks being taken.
Except you
and me. I know that, but it took until after the combine, after the pro days, after everything. Hell, it was a couple days before the draft when all that started that the Browns might take him number one. So it took him 2 months, and he rose to that spot. For all we know, the same thing could happen with this kid. All these things that people are saying about him now, by the time we get to April, he could be going in the top five for all we know.
How in God's name can you sit there and watch that kid play college football this year and they made the playoff, right? Did they not make the playoff? I mean, it's because of how great that kid was, right? I mean, he is super talented. How is it that a guy could get drafted in Major League Baseball and they offer him millions of dollars? He has to return $1.29 million of the $1.5 million they gave him. I don't even know why. Why does he get to keep some of it? That's amazing to me. What, does he get to just blow some money just for fun? He should have to give the entire thing back, not 1.2 of 1.5. How does he get 300 grand he gets to keep? That's inexplicable to me. Gives up the remaining 3.1 due March 1st. The A's will put him on the restricted list and retain his rights, but don't get a comp draft pick. So that's, in Portuguese, they got screwed. Okay, so here's my deal. How can a guy that's drafted in Major League Baseball, and he's going to be drafted in the first round in the NFL, and that played at Oklahoma, and that won as many games as that guy won, and made the college football playoff? Now, I know they didn't win, but I got to tell you, did you see the job? Didn't they put a job on Texas in that Big 12 title game? Didn't he put a number on them? I mean, this kid is a rock star quarterback at Oklahoma. I don't understand how anyone can tell me, seriously, with any conscience, that the one guy did it and this guy did it just as good, if not better, and that all of a sudden he sucks. I mean, honestly, you need to stop drinking, like, you know, brown liquor, okay? Just drink beer, gold. Keep it to gold beer, because when you start drinking liquor, you start saying stupid things. It makes no sense to me. How could this kid be that good and then all of a sudden he sucks? He doesn't suck at all, and he's going to be good. That's it. He's a good, talented, superstar, young little quarterback, and no one likes him because he's 5'9", or this or that. No one was saying that when he was throwing bombs all year for Oklahoma, and everybody was catching him for touchdowns, were they? Frank in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What about Kyler Murray? You feel he's got talent?
Of course. I think he's getting great advice. I think he probably will succeed in the NFL, and if he does, $20 million a year for 15 years is more than enough money. And if he's not successful, baseball, he can always fall back on baseball. The career lasts longer. Players start later in life usually. You know, you don't usually start your major league career at 18, 19, right. 20, 21. So I think he's getting great advice. I think he will be successful, so that your previous caller totally disagree with. I think he should start with football, and if he succeeds like I think he will, hey, he's set for life.
Right. I think, well, let me just say this. I don't think I'll be shocked, because what you said initially was that he'll play for 15 years and it's like a done deal. I have a hard time believing that. I'll believe that when I see it, fair enough. But I'm willing to say that I agree that he got good advice, because it's simple. If you ask me, he had, like, you know, I'd say 4 out of 10 chance to make it in Major League Baseball, you know, in the show. Like, to make it up to the majors, I'm going to give him 4 or 5 max chance, if you ask me, to make it to the show and be legit everyday player. Because no one had ever seen him. Like, had you ever heard of him as a baseball player before, ever? No one watches college baseball to begin with, do they? Admit it, Mafia. Who watches college baseball?
No one that doesn't have a kid in it or works in MLB.
That's right. There is not one person on this show that listens to it or that talks about it. I don't even know anything. Okay, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I know something about Kyler Murray's college baseball career, high school career, or that he's going to be some great Major League Baseball player. All I know is this, and Carver High, you know this, it's really hard to make it in Major League Baseball. It really is. It is no joke. And believe it or not, if you have talent in both, let's say you're Deion Sanders or whatever, and you can play both sports, which he obviously has the talent to do, there is no one yet that has said, I've not heard one person say, oh, he's way better at baseball. He should be playing baseball no matter what. But I've heard 9 out of 10 dentists prefer that he plays pro football. They're all saying the same thing. He's a better football player. Go pro. You're going to make a boatload of money. Take the money and run. You're going to make way more money playing football, even though it's more dangerous and everything else. But I've never heard one person yet say he's making a huge mistake because he's an absolutely phenomenal baseball player, and he'd be in the show within 3 years. I haven't heard one person say that. So he's going to play football because that's what he should be doing.
Yeah, I haven't heard the big outcry of this guy's a slam dunk. No doubt about it, MLB.
I've
all-star.
Never even heard him one thing about his baseball career other than he signed with the A's.
Look, the one thing I did say to you about this is probably, if he wanted to try to do both, this is the way to go first. He's coming off a Heisman. He's younger right now. Football's better for him right now. And if football doesn't work out in 2 or 3 years, he's still young enough that he can go and play baseball. Whereas I don't know if he would have been able to go back and forth.
My question is this. Have you ever seen anyone actually, like, I can't off the top of my head remember anyone that actually, like, did that. Like, I'm going to go play football for 5 years, then I'm going to be a baseball player.
Well, listen,
it doesn't happen.
If he gets to 5 years playing football, that means he was good enough at it that he's going to keep playing football. I'm talking about if he washes out in 2 or 3 years and he's still 25, 26 years old, he's good enough probably that he can go and then play baseball.
And how old is he now, 22?
I'd have to look. He was just a junior, so probably a little younger.
21. There you go. I don't know exactly his birth date and everything like that. All I know is...
He's 21 right now.
There you go. So, I mean, you're right. He could play until he's 25.
Saying if it, let's say it doesn't go well for him. Let's say he has a couple bad years and he get, you know, they don't want him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.